times when we have the verses. Some of the children have a verse from Psalm 23. And then that's where I have a verse today, Psalm 23 and 1. The Lord is my shepherd. The rest of that says, I shall not want. And I, as a little child, I didn't understand how it said that and what that meant. And maybe you've had trouble with that. And I've heard little children say, what does it mean, the Lord is my shepherd, that I don't want him? Have you ever thought that? Have you ever thought that doesn't make sense? But I want to speak this morning about that next phrase, I shall not want. To want means to be without the necessary things in life, like for want of air or necessary food or the things that you need in order to live, to not have the things that are necessary. In this verse, Psalm 23 and 1, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. It's a boast in the Lord of who is my caretaker and who caregiver. Who that is, it's the Lord. And I remember reading in Philip Keller's book, The Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm, and he said he remembers in his childhood of living in the eastern lands, the lands where there were flocks of sheep and shepherds to herd them. He said there was a man who was a neighbor of theirs, and that man's land was not cared for. The weeds weren't gathered out. The animals that were ferocious weren't dealt with. And the man's sheep just lived pitifully. It's almost like they would... He said, this man said that his sheep were so well cared for and the land was well cared for and prepared and good for the sheep, that those sheep were fat and contented, and they would come and they would look... No, it was the other man. Those sheep that were not cared for, they would come and they would look in at his sheep that were so cared for, and it was like they would baa and they would cry because they weren't cared for, and they would look in this man that took care of his sheep, they would look in at that grass and that beautiful ground, and they would look with wonder and with awe. It was like he said, it was like they were saying, oh, we wish we had your caretaker and your shepherd, but we just have to put up with what we have to put up with. And this man, Philip Keller, he said he looked at what the Lord said about what David said about his shepherd as, look who my caregiver is. Look who my shepherd is. It is the Lord. There's no want. There's no lack. Everything has been taken care of. All of my needs are met. I'm not going without anything that's necessary to me. All the good things that I need are given, supplied to me. And that's true. For those who trust in the Lord, let's read some more verses. I believe it's Psalm 34, maybe. Verse 9, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. These are promises. These are statements made about the Lord from witnesses, from eyewitnesses, from people who have been in the situation, who have known there's no supply, but God gives the supply. And I want to tell you this morning as a witness, as an eyewitness, I have served the Lord all of my life. I've been in some very difficult things. The last one being, and the present one being, the loss of my companion. I used to wonder how I could go through that. And this past few weeks I've thought, my life just ended. I won't be able to live. But I want to tell you, God has made me able to live. I have been able to face even the hardest thing because I have a shepherd. I have a caregiver who never lets me go without the necessary things that I need. You say, well, so-and-so, they've gone through this and they have done so poorly. But I'm a witness. I'm a witness. God has never let me want any good thing. Psalms, I believe it's 84, is a promise. Verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Psalms 34 that I read previous to that says, there is no want to them that fear him. So children, whoever can answer this, what is the word, I shall not want? What does that mean? Does it mean I won't desire the Lord? I won't want him? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. No, it means there's no want. There's no lacking to them that fear him. Yes. I remember seeing a film where want and sorrow were personified by two very pitiful looking children, and that you just can't forget the hollow sunken cheeks, the vacant eyes, the personification of the word want was someone who didn't have enough to eat and enough to wear and didn't have love or care. What a terrible picture that was. But that's not me. Yes, I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me. And I've had tears, and I've had inner pain, but God has given me everything that I need. And before Dan died, as he was dying, he went through a time of breathing that was very difficult for all of us. He was breathing through his mouth, and of course it dried up his throat, and we were under hospice care, and their counsel to us was, don't try to feed him because he can't swallow. But it was torture. I thought, I can't feed my husband. I've always fed my husband the very best that I could do. And now he needs it so bad, and I can't do it. But they said he would choke. His mouth wasn't able to take food or water. And I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, your word says I shall not want. Dan is very needy right now, Lord. Please give him the living bread. Give him the water, the hydration that he needs. I can't give it to him, but you can give it. I saw the Lord do that. I saw the Lord comfort him. And it was with heavenly food and heavenly water. It wasn't this earthly. It wasn't an IV. But it was something that the Lord gave him that comforted him and helped him and fed him the bread and water of life. Thank the Lord. Anyway, I'm a witness that this scripture is true. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. the Lord will help me through these situations where what's necessary is withheld and we can't do it. But He is the supply. He can do what He does without man's help. The Lord was with us. The Lord was with Dan.
Yes.
I just thank the Lord for the truth of God's word. It's tried, what does the scripture say, 7 times? It's tried completely. It's been through all the tests that it needs, and every time God's word proves out true, you can trust the one who died for you. I want to recommend to everyone today, put your trust in the Lord. He will not fail you. He will not disappoint you. He will not leave you. And Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. His presence and what it can give to the soul is satisfying. You won't famish. God will come and feed you and give you drink. He will help you. He will be your supply at the end of your life, or your spouse, or whoever it is. The Lord will be right there to comfort and to give you what you need. After trusting Him all these years, I just felt like I would fail Him if I turned away from Him and put my trust in another. I felt like that this week. I felt like God had warned me not to eat something that was too old. And I thought, Dan would have done that. If he was here and I was wanting to go eat this chicken salad, and Dan would say, honey, don't eat that, it's too old. Well, the Lord told me that. The Lord came to me and warned me, don't eat that, it's too old. And so I thought, I'm going to heed the Lord. I'm going to pay attention to what the Lord is saying. And I'm not going to ask 3 or 4 other people, shall I do this or not? I'm going to trust the Lord that He's the one warning me, and He will take care of me. And He did. I went over to the trash and I threw it away. It didn't smell bad. I didn't think it was bad, but the Lord warned me, don't eat that. Just like a companion. Thank the Lord. The Lord is so good to us. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. The margin says, the waters of rest. Oh, has He not done that for us all in our time of grief and sorrow? He has caused us to lie down and rest. Thank you, Lord. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. I remember my dad explaining when I was a child what Thy rod and Thy staff were, and I believe it's true, the Word and the Spirit. Thou preparest a table, and this is what I claimed for Dan in his time of death. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. The scripture says that the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And that's true. We still have an enemy that we're fighting. And Dan was fighting that enemy. But God said He would prepare a table before him in that last battle. God did that for Dan. He didn't fail him. He didn't desert him to his enemy. But God was right there to prepare a table that no one knew about. But God fed him, hydrated him, helped him in the hour of death. Thank you, dear Lord. Surely goodness. Well, let's read the rest of verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank the Lord. I believe it's Psalms 46 that says, well, it's Psalms 48. For this God is our God forever and ever. Yes. He will be our guide even unto death. Thank you, Lord. Everything that we need for the rest of our life until our life is ended, the Lord will provide for us. I believe it. I believe it today. I stake my life on it. I know He does this. He did this for us these past few weeks. Psalms. Let's see. I thought I turned to it a while ago. Was it 84 or 73? One of those. Psalm 73 and 26. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God. No, I'm ahead of. I'm three verses ahead. Psalm 73 and 23. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holded me up by my right hand. Thou hast holden me by thy right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Oh, I thank the Lord for that close companionship that He gives to His flock. Yes. He carries them, He bears them all the days until the end of their life, and that time that's so hard. He carries us and He bears us, and He doesn't let us want. He holds us, He guides us with His counsel, and afterwards receives us to glory. Whom have I in heaven but Thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside Thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I watched God be that for Dan as he went through those final closing days and hours. The Lord never forsook him. The Lord was right there. He didn't disappoint us. It wasn't an accident. It didn't just happen. He didn't just fall down. God was with him. God was carrying him. And He will do that for each of us if we will fear Him and put our trust in Him. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Thank the Lord. I don't have much. I just wanted to bring that thought out about I shall not want. That's what God has made clear to me during these last few days and weeks.
Pray for us.